Communication from the Presidency, number 51, the High-Level Task Force on COVID-19 Pandemic, Friday 8th, May 2020, Juba, South Sudan. The High-Level Task Force on COVID-19 Pandemic held its 47th meeting on afternoon of Friday 8th, May 2020, under chairmanship of His Excellency Dr. Riek Machar Teng, the first Vice President and the Deputy Chair of the High-Level Task Force on COVID-19 Pandemic. The High-Level Task Force was briefed on the coronavirus COVID-19 situation in South Sudan, the region, and the globe by the Honorable Minister for Health. The Honorable Minister for Health informed the task force that the Public Health Laboratory on Friday 8th, May 2020, released 186 test results. Of these results, 30 cases were confirmed positive, while 37 tests to be rerun, 119 tests were negative. The 30 confirmed cases are South Sudanese, 10 of them samples collected from Juba. 7 of these 10 are travelers that are supposed to go to outside Juba. 3 of them are contacts of the previous confirmed cases. 11 of these 30 were from Abia, mourners that are supposed to accompany the body of the late Honorable Edward Lino, and 10 of them are actually contacts and one of them alerts. We have from Yei 7 of these 30, and these 7, all of them are alerts that are coming from Yei, and this shows us that also Yei has a local transmission. And lastly, but not the least, we have one truck driver from Numule who was spotted at the border, and then one alert that came from Robkona, and this makes totals of 30 confirmed cases. So far, South Sudan, with these 30, now jumped to 120 confirmed cases. And as we, in the previous communication, we have said we have discharged 2, so now we'll be following 118 cases. The High-Level Task Force note the contribution and the donation of the government of the China of 3.8 metric tons of supplies for fights against COVID-19, and also the support that they provided to train 7 South Sudanese doctors. So the High-Level Task Force direct Minister of Health to make arrangement for the transportation of these supplies from Addis Ababa, including the 7 doctors from Addis to Juba. The High-Level Task Force also would like to take this opportunity to commend and appreciate the efforts exerted by the health workers in this country, the energy that they are putting in terms of working around the clock in fights against COVID-19, and they also acknowledge and put their safety as a priority. Hence, the High-Level Task Force directs Ministry of Interior to provide protection force in the Public Health Laboratory and also in Jonggereng Infectious Disease Unit. The High-Level Task Force also directs the Civil Aviation to implement the resolutions of the Presidency Communication No. 4 in the opening the flights to the states in the region with regard to measures, social distancing measures, including wearing of masks and also gloves, use of sanitizers at the entrance and the exit at the airports, and also ensuring that people maintain distance whenever within the premises of the airport. The High-Level Task Force also direct Minister of Electricity and Dams to ensure that Juba International Airport is connected to hotline by JATCO. The High-Level Task Force on COVID-19 pandemic remain seized of the situation. His Excellency Riek Machar Teng, PhD, First Vice President, Deputy Chairman of the High-Level Task Force on COVID-19. Thank you.